Hey, joining us on the line now, they just announced yesterday, we just found out, there's a new head football coach at Jefferson High School. If you guys remember, Tony Ambrosio was the coach the last two seasons, but Tony found an opportunity to move on. He was the head coach at Lutheran High School. That left it, and that happened about less than a month ago or so.
A couple weeks ago.
So that left it opening up at the, for the Jayhawks, and we have our new man. His name is Jacob Arnold. He was with the program, has been with the program in the past, so it's not a new name if you're a Jayhawks fan. But first of all, Jacob, congratulations on the new job.
Hey, thanks. Good morning, everybody.
Tell a little bit about the process now. I mean, we obviously, because you were an assistant coach last year. You were the co-offensive coordinator, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so tell me, you knew what was kind of going on. When did you kind of get a sense that there may be an opening? Kind of talk about the hiring process.
The hiring process was pretty good. You know, it was kind of late in the process a little bit. Tony left. He got a new opportunity. But I'm familiar with the program, familiar with the kids, so, you know, we can hit the ground running right away.
Do you think that was a big reason why you got the position? I mean, among other things, I'm sure you're qualified, but I mean, one of the big reasons is you're already there. There's not a big blip. You don't have to reintroduce yourself to the kids and all this kind of stuff.
I think it's a good move for the program. You know, if it's a late hire, then you want to bring somebody in that don't have to shake up a whole bunch of things. You know what I mean? I don't think that's the reason I got the job. I'm pretty qualified for the job, but, you know, being in the school for 5 years and knowing how the school works, knowing how the system works, I think that plays a major role.
Well, there's a lot of factors. You mentioned about being in the school because you were the junior varsity football coach from 2014 to 16. So you're familiar with the kids. You're familiar with the school. Do you teach at the school?
No, I'm the truancy intervention.
Okay. But you're there, so you know the kids. You get to meet people. You can get walk the halls and recruit and stuff like that, and they know you as well. So, I mean, how are you going to use that to your advantage?
Mainly is getting more coaches in the school. That's a big part of what we have to do to develop a new culture. That way, we can, like you just said, recruit in the hallways and get more kids out. That's a major thing that's going around the U.S. that. Football is getting low numbers, and I think that if schools have more coaches in the school, then they are familiar with their coaches, and more kids will come out because they see their coaches on a day-to-day, and they trust their coaches.
Coach, congratulations on your job. What are some of the first things that you're going to take a look at and do in your new position, and you know, what is the summer going to be like? What kind of changes are you going to make? Are you going to make them right away, or how's this going to go for you in the first couple of months of your job?
The first couple of months of the job is really just attacking the culture of developing more character and integrity in our kids, making sure our kids understand that student is first. And for us, the X's and O's and the athleticism, that's what we have. That stuff is going to come easy for us, but we have to attack the culture in the area that we live in. We have to make sure we keep all eyes on our kids and make sure our kids are being consistent every day.
How do you go about doing that then? How do you change that culture? What are some of the little things you may be doing to get that ball rolling?
Well, what we do is we have character building and team bonding sessions every day. We want to create an environment in the building. Again, hiring coaches that can be in the building. So they can see their coaches every day and that we can keep an eye on the kids. And me being a truancy interventionist, if our kids are missing, they got to answer to me anyway.
That's perfect.
You know what I mean? So, you know, the kids, it's an open door policy that we have in the office. We never keep our doors closed. We want our kids to feel like they're at home. And it's not just coaches to players. It's really just friendships and father-son. We treat these kids like they're our own.
Coach, it just seems like there's been some inconsistency with coaching at Jefferson. I mean, the coaches aren't there for a long period of time like they are maybe in some other programs. And I think one of the things that maybe is sorely, you know, missing is that consistency at the top of the program. I mean, what can you do, I mean, short of winning, obviously, to stay in this position for the next several years to give this program the stability it desperately needs?
Like you said, winning is one thing.
Right.
But besides winning, it's just knowing that I will be consistent, I'm also the head track and field coach, so I'm not planning on going anywhere. Jefferson is my new home. I don't plan on going anywhere unless they pull me out. But, no, Jefferson's the new home, and our coaches that we bought in, that's their new home as well.
That's great to hear, Coach. I mean, do you already have your coaching staff in place then, or are you able to announce names specifically for maybe offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator? Do you have your coaching staff in place right now today?
Not as of today, no.
How close are you?
We should be locking in, finalizing our coaching staff by Friday or Monday.
Getting back to the end, and you mentioned about the changing the culture. You said the X's and O's are your set. But let's talk about the X's and O's. Because you're a co-offensive coordinator, now we had Ken DeBose. The team started showing some success, but then they had that last minute. They let Ken go just before the season started a couple of years ago. And Tony had to step up from offensive coordinator to head coach. And he had his offense kind of, it was his offense going. Did you kind of run that same offense that was Tony's? And if so, do you keep that, or do you have a whole different way you're going to change the offense?
It's kind of both. Me and Tony has branched off from my mentor, Tony Anise, up at Ferris State. Mm-hmm. Great ties with Tony Anise up at Ferris State. So I played for Tony Anise. So, you know, the offense that we're talking about, it branched off from Tony Anise. I played 2 years under Tony Anise. I'm with Tony Anise probably all summer, most of the summer, most of the winter. So we get very great feedback from each other. You know, so what Tony Ambrogio, you know, inherit was most of Tony Anise.
Okay.
And what we're going to do is we're gonna enhance that just a little bit, tweak it out just a little bit, but you'll see similar things.
So it's not going to be a really big learning curve for the kids as far as the X's and O's this summer. You can focus on, as you said, the culture. You can focus on conditioning and things like that this summer. You don't have to worry about, here's a whole new playbook, kids, memorize it come August.
Right, right. And keeping things what we call kids, keep it simple, stupid. And I think that's the best way to be successful. Even in your biggest programs right now in the D1 colleges, most of their playbooks are pretty simple. And their terminology is pretty simple, and that's how the kids are able to play fast. So, like you said, we're just focusing on the culture that we have at Jefferson High School, and we want to hit the ground running fast.
Sorry, Coach, if this is a repetitive question here, but a couple weeks ago we had a chance to talk with Auburn's baseball head coach, and after 1 year he completely turned around that program, and we asked him how exactly did he do that, and he gave us a great answer talking about how he did it off the field. You know, talk about just the team bonding and team chemistry, and like you just said, building a culture and just believing in themselves, believing in the team, and they're all one unit here. So my question to you is, now that summer, you know, school's out now, how are you talking about building a culture there? How are you exactly going to do that? Like, is there anything specifically that how you can get your kids to buy in right away to this program?
Yeah, and like I said, you know, we have an open door policy in our coach's office, in my office, in my home. You know, we have an open door policy. We want the kids to feel like we're not just their coaches. We have team bonding. We're going to go through, you know, the pillars of John Wood, you know, and just go through life. It's not, like I said, it's not about X's and O's. It's just building the culture, and those things are going to be day to day. And that's what we're going to build on, you know, just having those team bonding things, having team dinners every Thursdays with the families, bringing the parents more involved, having a parent that practices, you know, so that way they just not out there and it's just coaches and players, but it's a family.
I like
that's
that.
What we're missing in the program.
I like that mentality. I like that, getting everybody involved, because that's who's going to help encourage the kids when it comes time to go to lifting or whatever it may be, or get them to practice and things like that. So I think that's a great opportunity. Hey, one other question for you quickly. Have you guys started like your lifting program and camps and stuff? And if so, what do the numbers look like so far?
We had about 25 freshmen out. Right now, we got some guys in summer school. We had about 25 varsity guys out. We don't have a freshman team. We go with fresh soft. Basketball right now is a major thing in the month of June. So we're looking to up our numbers in July. So right now we're sitting at about 25 to 30 varsity guys and 25 freshmen. And that's a major thing coming in with 25 freshmen on the first year.
That is big. That is huge. Well, it's Jacob Ireland. He's the new head football coach for the Jefferson Jayhawks starting this fall. Coach, thank you so much for your time this morning. We wish you the best of luck, and we'll be talking to you a lot come this fall. So I look forward to working with you come football season.
Okay, no problem. No problem. I'm excited.
All right. Thanks a lot, Coach. That's Coach Jacob Ireland, the new head football coach for the Jefferson Jayhawks.